Local writers read poems about their parents' journey to the United States, the current situation at the U.S. border, and their own migration experiences. This was all part of the National Writers for Migrant Justice campaign, which was started to raise money for a nonprofit called Immigrant Families Together. The organization provides legal representation, medical services, housing, food, and clothing to immigrants in need. Francisco Aragon is a faculty member at Notre Dame's Institute for Latino Studies. He also organized the local Writers for Migrant Justice event.
America, entiende de una vez. America, understand once and for all.
Aragon says it made sense for South Bend to participate so the city's Latino community could be represented.
I think that if we're really honest with ourselves, we would agree that the immigrant history of our country is one that's worth being aware of and supporting.
A history that people like Misael Osorio Conde are a part of. Osorio Conde is an undocumented student at the University of Notre Dame. He read his own poem titled Detention Center.
We wore no shoes and therefore no shame.
He says poetry is the perfect catalyst to start difficult conversations about things like the country's immigration system.
Poetry has the ability to reach people in ways that another medium will not. It's more spiritual in a way.
Alexandra Calleros agrees.
Instead of using violence or riots or things like that, poetry is a gentle way of addressing something as important as this.
Calleros is a third-year student at St. Mary's College and founded an organization that helps students like Osorio Conde prepare for school. She grew up listening to her father's story of running across the border from Mexico into the United States.
We all come from somewhere. We've all migrated at some point. And so it's important to resonate with that and understand that it easily could have been you in the situation that Latinos are now experiencing.
A total of 20 poets spoke during Wednesday night's event. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.